Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome. It's time for us to have a lovely time. We went to McDonald's on our way to the venue. I ordered everything there was on the menu. Joe had McNuggets and some extra large fries. Mark had a McMuffin, but Ben chose a Big Mac, 'cause they put lots of stuff in there. Oh dear. It's the Porn Section Podcast. It's the Porn Section Podcast. It's the Porn Section Podcast.
Wing, you are awful, but I like you. They don't like it, Upham. Yes, it's the Horn Section Podcast. Right then, look, it's not the potato episode. So let's put that rumour to bed. Night-night potato rumour episode. Instead, it's a historical episode of the podcast.
Ooh.
Because we have a very special one-person guest audience. Yes, it's the thinking man's guest, as in my guest. It's Dan Jones! Dan Jones!
Hello.
Yes, that was
right.
Yeah,
that's good.
Hi, Dan.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. I've written, hey, Dan, welcome to the podcast. Do you do lots of this sort of thing?
First one.
First ever podcast.
This specific one.
Ah, other podcasts?
No.
First podcast, then?
Not that either.
What's happened?
What's the first one of these?
Yes.
I've done some.
Other podcasts?
I can't name them.
Why not?
Can't think of them off the top of my head. They were memorable.
Things like...
so mysterious.
What's it, have you done My Dad Wrote a Porno?
No.
Have you done... What other podcasts are there?
I don't know. I've never listened
that's
to
that's
one
the only
before.
One?
No, I don't like podcasts. No. Well, listen, Dan, we've known each other a tiny bit for 20 years.
Yeah. Spread thin across the years.
Yeah, just enough.
Yeah.
I could have done with a bit more.
It's been okay for me.
Yes, me too.
Yeah.
The band don't know you at all, so please could you describe your career to them? And could you do it by shouting it over some music?
Do you want all the jobs?
Yes.
Okay.
Joe and Ben are going to play some loud two-tone...
Work experience as well.
Yes.
Work experience.
But you're going to have to really shout it because they're going to play very loud. So it's going to be some loud two-tone ska stuff, please. Here we go. This is Dan Jones's career so far.
When I was 12... I killed turkeys for Christmas, that was my actual job. Yeah, it was disgusting. And I was too young really to be doing that kind of work.
12 is young.
When I was 17, I worked in Pret a Manger.
Same job.
Didn't kill the turkeys, they were dead by that stage. I could make 120 egg mayo sandwiches in about 40 minutes.
Not bad. He's 17 now.
17.
Currently 41. Am I guessing?
Stop. Whoa, sorry. That's out of order.
Sorry, stop the minute. Are you not 41?
That is out of order.
How old are you?
38. When I was 21, I sold media space in a scientific journal for 10 days before I got sacked.
Like my dad. My dad did that.
Does he?
No, he's a doctor.
No, right. Then... I worked at Men's Health magazine.
With Dan Rookwood.
With Dan Rookwood.
Yes, Dan Rookwood.
The famous Dan Rookwood.
The famous Dan Rookwood.
I could write about 120 articles about press-ups in 40 minutes as well.
Yeah. How many chickens could you kill? Turkeys. How many turkeys?
In 40 minutes.
Was it the same? 120?
I'd go lower.
Lower.
They take a line some time to die. How it wasn't chickens, it was turkeys.
How were you doing? Were you punching them?
Kick the shit out of them, yeah.
Carry on with the music.
We're getting serious bit. Now I'm a man in my 30s.
Yeah, 38, I think.
Specifically, yes, 38. I write history books. I've written about 8 of them.
Wow.
Guess how many history books I can write in 40 minutes?
One?
Fewer
than one.
Made a few TV shows.
Yes, you have.
One or two. Mostly about history.
Yeah. And turkeys?
Not got to turkeys yet. Although, I did do the Crusades, which took place in the Byzantine Empire, which is modern Turkey.
It's Turkey! Stop!
I knew we'd get there.
Yeah, really good. I love that, Dan. I feel I know you a bit better now.
Did you know about the turkeys?
No, I didn't know about the turkeys.
Did you do much research for this?
I put recently we were in a bookshop signing books, and it was there that I noticed that you've got loads of tattoos. So, yes, I have. you're heavily inked.
Field research.
You're inked?
Got a bit, yeah.
Have you got any historical tattoos, and are there any fantastic stories that would be great podcast fodder?
I have got one historical tattoo.
Yeah. Right, I'm going leg, Ben.
Pianist. Oh, it's all over. It's the old the Bayer tapestry.
Breaks the whole thing. Oh, best thing you've said this series.
It's not hard.
Willip.
Bum.
Joe, you might as well have a guess. We've got leg, arm, bum, whole body.
Other bum. You know, he's got two bums.
His front bum. I should have said to the listener, this guy has two bums.
Should have stopped you at arm, really.
Oh, was it arm?
It's arm, yeah. I just want to see what the other guesses were.
Yeah, well, we didn't have one for Mark, but that's...
Back?
Back. Well, we know
no, it's arm.
Yeah, you should have had an opportunity there.
St. Edmund, the martyr, of course.
Oh, yeah, of course he
good old Eddie. Yeah.
Do you know? Is he the patron saint of, like, Norwich or something?
It's East Anglian, yeah.
It's who it was named after.
Is it?
Yeah.
Edmund.
He's older than
you. Don't you know?
Yeah. Really?
All right.
Yeah, well, got busy on the Vikings. Vikings came.
Yes,
to East Anglia.
You like Vikings, do you?
I'll say.
No. Oh. The Vikings are the villains of this story. So
okay.
Probably a bit moodier for the Vikings. Yeah. So the Vikings came to East Anglia, and they said to King Edmund of East Anglia, "We're the Vikings, and we'd like to have East Anglia from you." And he said, "You will and you won't." And they said, "Fuck off with the Vikings, would like East Anglia from you."
I like the sound of Ed.
And he said, "Okay, I'll make you a deal.
Yeah.
Convert to Christianity.
Whoa.
And you can have East Anglia." And the Vikings said, "What?" No. So then they tied him to a tree and shot him full of arrows. Shot him full of arrows and then cut his head off.
Till he died.
Just a bit. Mm. The bit of the story I've got is the arrows bit.
Am I going to see that? He looks like Jesus. Does he look a little bit like Jesus?
Modelled on Jesus, yeah.
Modelled on Jesus.
Can I do my looks arrow like noise, arrow getting stuck in a tree noise on the trumpet, please?
Is it anything like the horse,
Dan? One?
Yes.
No, it's completely different, actually. Yeah.
Okay, so this is an arrow hitting a tree by Joe Auckland.
Very nice.
Yeah,
that was performed on a trumpet. Good. I think it's worth pointing out I didn't have an arrow or a tree.
For those of you who've donated money to us via Patreon, we are truly thankful. And if you're expecting and hoping to hear your dingle, you will hear that dingle later, because we are now grouping the dingles at the end of the episode. For that time will be dingle time.
Dingle time!
So tune in at the end of the episode for dingle time.
Dingle time!
Well, Dan, even though we've introduced you very well now, I've also written a song about you, because I know when we said Dan Jones, a lot of people might have thought we were talking about another Jones. Which one? Most people would have thought we might have been talking about the...
Eddie?
No, the...
Vinny?
No, the...
Spike?
No, the Dow Jones. So I've written a song to clear up the difference between Dan Jones and the Dow Jones Index.
This happens a lot.
Yeah. So this is Dan Jones versus Dow Jones. Play the magical music, please.
Good.
The Dow Jones is an index that measures the performance of 30 large companies on stock exchanges in the United States of America. While the Dan Jones is a historian, TV presenter and journalist. Good key change. He was educated at Pembroke, which is the College of Cambridge, where he was taught by Mr. Mr. David Starkey up again. The Dow Jones was named after Charles Dow and Mr. Edward Jones. But Dan Jones was named after other people, and it doesn't say who these people are on Wikipedia. Up again, the Dow Jones is maintained by S&P. Dow Jones Indices. While Dan Jones is maintained by his wife and his two daughters, and they live in Staines, up on Thames. Last one, the 10 components of the Dow Jones, actually there's one more of this, with the highest dividend yields, are referred to as the dogs of Dow. But that doesn't apply to Dan Jones, so that is another difference. One more. Mainly Dan Jones is a historian who has written loads of books. His books have become TV programs, so he should be a really interesting guest, much better than the Dow Jones.
I liked it.
Did you?
Yeah, well, normally I get mistaken for Dan Snow.
Ah.
So if I was going to give some advice, just a bit of constructive feedback.
Do it again?
Probably not. No, I liked it. I liked it.
I mentioned you've got two kids. You've got two kids and a problem with Al Murray. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, the two things are different.
Right. Do the kids first?
Do the kids first.
Two daughters who I...
You've heard their voices.
I clashed with them 1 week ago on the way to Liverpool.
I didn't know you were going to Liverpool. In fact, I didn't know until recently that you were involved in this tour.
So I was in a car, just to tell the listeners and the band, I was in a car next to Tim Key, the...
poet?
I don't want to call him a poet.
Actor?
Pseudo-poet?
Virgo. And he...
Virgo.
He received a phone call from a girl.
Yeah.
And turned out it was your daughter.
Yeah.
And the girl, he said, oh, hello, V. He calls your daughter V.
For Violet.
Yeah. And she said, hi, Tim. I'm in a bathroom. I'm going to be in here for 24 hours.
Yeah, that was... So there was three of them in that bathroom.
Yeah.
Their friend Zara came over.
It was a FaceTiming.
So apparently there's a thing that kids have got off the internet, which is 24 hours in a bathroom. You make some videos while you're in there.
Right.
They're doing that. They need some material. You know the feeling.
Call the poet.
Call the poet. Why not? So they've called the poet, and I believe they were asking him if he'd had a... what's the thing where they put the camera up your ass?
Oh, yeah, colonoscopy.
Colonoscopy. They'd learned the word in school. What? So they're just bellowing, how is your colonoscopy? Easy for me to say.
Yeah, they got it right, actually.
Did they?
Yeah. And your problem with Murray? Problem with Al Murray?
Well, I was listening to his episode of this fine podcast.
Thank you.
And when he was reeling off, and I think reeling off is what he was doing.
He was reeling off the monarchs.
People who've been born after the other people. Yeah. He said Henry VIII and then Catherine of Aragon.
Yeah, everyone had to be born after
Aragon,
the previous person.
Older.
Yeah.
I think. Oh, no.
Or younger.
Doubting myself. No, older. She was older. No. He said it in the wrong order. Get him on the phone.
Do you want me to get
ask him if he had a...
He's in LA.
Oh, he's in LA. Great stuff, guys. I've got a question for you, Dan. I've got a question for you. Have you ever thought of exploring Angola or that sort of thing?
Exploring what?
Oh, Angola, sorry. Have you ever thought of going to Angola?
No, never.
Okay. Well, the band have also written you some questions.
Are they all on a...
They're all questions
African
about,
theme?
They're all questions about you. I don't know, actually. They've written them. What music? what quiet music would you like under the questions?
I would like something in the spirit of maybe a sort of mid-period Kate Bush.
Mid-period.
Any period, Kate
when
Bush.
You say mid-period, you don't mean yeah. Okay, let's.
That's
no, I didn't say anything. That's not I didn't very say anything. Modern. It wasn't me who thought it.
What do you?
There we go.
Perfect.
Okay, the first question for Dan Jones comes from the drummer Ben Reynolds.
Hey, 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 Mr. Jones.
Hi.
It's my turn now, so listen up, boyfriend.
What? I'm not. You've got my attention.
What a weird thing to say, Ben.
Yeah, sorry, I've been thinking of that all day. What might you be doing tomorrow all day?
Great question. Well, boyfriend, writing a book about the making of the West in the Middle Ages.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
All day.
Good question, cool. Good answer.
Yeah. Thanks, Dan.
We'll move on to the pianist now.
So I was just wondering, Dan. And I'm really sorry about this. Is it that bad that when I was much, 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 much younger, I stole a television set off the wall of a hospital?
Is it that bad
That's really bad, yeah. That's really... Well, not as bad as it would be now. I mean, the NHS is in a parlous state now. Probably it wasn't that bad when you stole the TV.
No, so they had loads of them.
Contributed to the decline. It was a TV, not a monitor for a hospital machine,
it
right?
Might have been a heart monitor.
It's getting worse. It's getting worse.
You're fielding the questions very well. We're going to go on to Mark Brown, actually, now, will it? Sorry.
All right.
Mark Brown's question.
Dan.
Yes.
I'm going to ask you this question. Will a human ever swim across the entire channel?
The English Channel?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Naked?
Yes.
Really?
No, not naked.
Great question. Joe, it's your question now.
Attention.
Yeah, yes.
What is the USSR?
It's the old school communist Russia thing with all the other bits.
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah. Now we know. And then finally, Willip.
Dear Dan, my friends call me the big man. But right, what was your nickname at school? And if you could choose a new nickname now, what would that be? And have you ever tried your hand at welding or some bollocks like that?
Really bad.
Question a lot of parts. No nickname at school I can think of, but university, really? Maybe the time that you knew me best.
Yes, yeah, but I didn't know you that well to have a nickname.
They call me Dollar, which is a contraction of... I once went to a party, you see... it was a pimps and prostitutes party. It was different time.
Yeah.
And I went as a pimp.
Yep. And you had a necklace.
Yes, black lycra t-shirt.
Yes.
And my pimp name, you had to have one,
yep,
was Dan Diego the Dollar Poonani Jones. Now, you go to one pimps and prostitutes party in 1999 and... more than two decades later, some people still call you Dollar, including your dad from time to time.
It could have been my dad. Worse, couldn't it?
I know people who are called much worse things, probably unrepeatable things.
What were you thinking, Joe?
Poonani, I was thinking.
You think Poonani?
Oh, right.
I'm lucky to come out with them.
Yeah.
Dollar.
Welding.
In my opinion.
Grand scheme of things, yeah, I think I've done okay.
Welding or any of that, bollocks?
Ooh. Beat in a sort of... TV competition thing, TV celebrity Rick Edwards at making an axe head with a hammer and some... Ah. So kind of old bollocks, yes.
Yeah. Okay, thanks, guys. Yeah. Final question from me. What do you call gravy?
Gravy.
What do you call it, Willip?
Groovy.
Groovy. You want to try that?
Groovy.
Yeah. Instead of gravy, would you try that?
I'd do that, yeah.
Yeah, sure. Okay, well, look, we're going to have another song now. This time I'm going to ask you to duet with me. Hope that's okay.
That's fine.
And when I said... When I say duet, I'm going to do one verse and then you're going to do the next verse. It's a song called Hocus Pocus by Focus, or Focus by Hocus Pocus. We can't really remember. Do you know this song?
Don't know it.
Okay, well, I've written out the lyrics for you.
Thank you.
I'm going to sing it first and then it's your turn to sing it. So I'll hopefully give you some idea of how it goes. There's the lyrics there. You can have a look at them if you want to learn them. It's the second one. I ripped it quite badly. Do you like the look of it?
I love the look of it, yeah.
Do look up the song afterwards. It's one of the
cracker,
songs
actually.
That there is.
Yeah.
Not what I expected.
I think I have done it before, actually.
I did do that on an audition.
Once you get going.
Yeah. Do look that song up. There's a flute solo in it. Oh, Dan, what's it like being a historian? Is it similar to being a saxophonist? Well, let's find out as we compare the lives of the Anglo-Saxophones.
Oh!
I don't know what that meant. All right, just a beat, really. It's a competition. It's, I don't know what it is. Okay, just a beat. Like a hip-hop beat. Yeah. Hey, Mark, what time do you normally wake up?
6:45.
6:45. Dan, same question.
5:30.
Oh, earlier than a saxophonist. Now then, what are you wearing when you wake up, Mark?
Nothing.
Nothing. Dan?
Pyjamas I stole from a hotel in Tokyo.
I think Mark is slightly cooler, that one. Naked. Do you sleep with a light on so it's never completely dark, Mark?
No.
No? You're not scared of the dark? Dan?
I'm not a child, no.
Okay. 1-1. How long do you look at social media for before you get out of bed, Mark?
Out of bed.
Before you get out, do you look at it in bed?
Not really.
No? Dan?
Taking precautions, put my phone in a different room so I can't
do
that.
Are you serious?
I have to.
I'm going to start doing that. Have you been to the toilet yet in your day, at this point in the day?
What time is
You've
it?
You've just got out of bed, so probably not. 6:45 still.
Oh, no.
No, Dan? I don't know.
First action after.
The question. Okay.
No, right.
How much actual work do you get done before lunch, Mark?
Nothing.
Nothing. Dan?
4 hours.
Whoa.
He's winning. When do you normally first go outside and do you puff out your cheeks and think, wow, what a day? Mark?
Yes, every morning.
Yes, you?
I sort of suck my teeth like a bit because I'm out early.
Yeah.
It's cold at the moment, dark.
Dinner?
Yeah.
What are you having for dinner every day, Mark?
Every day?
If you could.
Roast dinner.
Roast dinner every day. Dan, if you could, what
if
would
I
you
could.
Have every day?
Sausages.
Sausages. You're winning that one. Have you played the saxophone yet in your day? It's dinner time.
Yeah.
In your perfect day?
In my perfect day,
yeah. You play the saxophone? How long will you play the saxophone for?
5 minutes.
Have you thought about the past yet? In your perfect day?
Don't think about the present. Just the past.
Just the past.
Just living in the past.
And then what time do you go to bed and what do you think about when you're lying there waiting? Mark? What time do you go to bed?
11.
What do you think about before it comes? Before the sleep comes?
Everything.
You think about everything?
Yeah, it's a horrible experience. Yeah.
I think about Liverpool.
I can't say. Well, yeah, I was just going to say Newcastle.
Yeah. That's all I think about. I think about Firmino. What do you think about, Dan?
Try and clear my mind in a zen way.
Oh.
Fail.
What time is this?
It's early. It's 10:30. I've got to get up at 5:30, mate.
Of course you do, because you're a historian. Stop. Well, that was good, wasn't it? It
was enlightening. A weird segment.
It was enlightening.
Who won?
I don't think it was a competition, Ed.
Dan won. Oh. So we're going to move on now.
I think it was, Mark.
We're going to play who in the end is the guy who's ran in the most scenarios. All you've got to do is play your instruments. I'll say some scenarios, and you have to stop playing your instrument if you haven't ran in that scenario. The last person playing is who in the end is the guy who's ran in the most scenarios. What instrument would you like to play? Would you like to play this one?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Good. Everyone understand the rules?
Yeah.
Yes, yep. Yes. Okay, off we go. Stop playing if you haven't ran when. Yeah, you start playing now, yeah. Oh, like this sounds like a... What does this sound like? Yeah. Sounds like Dire Straits. Stop playing if you haven't ran when you've been late for something. We've all run when we're late, haven't we? Oh, no, I'm late! Have you ever run because you feel pudgy? You want to do something about it? Have we all done that? It worked for some of us, but not all of us. Have you ever run because there's an animal? At or away from an animal? Which animal, Ben? Fox. Dan?
Away from a horse towards a dog.
I'm going back to the fox. Why did you run away from a fox?
It was in the garden. I was scared of it.
Have you run because you're playing rounders?
Yeah, I love it. Favourite.
They're all still doing it. They've run in all these scenarios. Okay, have you ever run on the spot because you're in a class of some sort? Yes, they're all still in. This is remarkable. You're running on a machine because you thought that was the answer for a bit. Yeah, it wasn't, was it?
No.
You're running because you're trying to jump over a stream. You have your runner. Well, they've all done this.
No.
You're running because you're trying to escape from a genuine problem quickly. We've lost Mark. Oh no, he's back in. What was the problem, Mark?
Jumped out of a taxi and didn't pay for it.
A genuine problem. What was your problem, pianist?
There were a load of bees chasing me.
Okay. You're trying to beat a child in a race. Probably sports day. Yeah, we're all still in. I've only got two more. Oh dear. They're off the limit. You're trying to catch up with your own car. You're trying to catch up with your own car.
I did, well... I did leave the handbrake off on my car and had to jog back.
So well, that would do it. Yeah, that would do it. Willip?
Same.
Same. So it's Mark versus Willip. The final category. Have you ever run because you're on supermarket sweep? No.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
By the way, Granddaddy, the song about Granddaddy's pea farm, is now available to buy on Bandcamp for £1. There's quite a few things by us there. Just Google Bandcamp, horn section. Also, we're doing a few more tour dates. Please look up the website for those dates. It's places like Northampton, Reading, Kingston, Salisbury, Ronnie Scott's, Northampton, London, High Wycombe, oh, Richmond and Guildford. See you there. Any questions for any members of the band at this stage? At this early stage of the podcast, as we reach the early stage of the podcast.
Early stages.
What are you doing with your lives?
Come on, guys.
Squandering your lives.
Well, look, there's a genre of music which we're into, Dan. It's called caveat music. Have you heard of caveat?
Yeah, I think I've heard of it.
It's when a guy or a girl writes a song and they add a crucial caveat line in a song.
Oh, you know, I have heard of it. I like this stuff.
It started by Meatloaf, which was "I'll do anything for love." I won't do that. That's the classic. That's the one we get sent all the time.
Yeah.
But we have been alerted to a new one. It's a song by a band called the Backstreet Boys. Have you heard of the Backstreet Boys?
New act, aren't they? Up and coming.
Yeah. I think they are the new kids. I think it's the same as the New Kids on the Block.
Same members?
I think it's the same members as
Shellsuits?
Justin Timberlake. So, Shellsuits. No, so this is this is the first good one we've had for a while. This is a caveat song by the Backstreet Boys. And I'm going to sing it.
Has always been a friend of mine. I'm leaving my life in your hands. Oh, people say I'm crazy and that I am blind, risking it all in a glance. And how you got me blind is still a mystery. I can't get you out of my head. Don't care what is written in your history, as long as you're here with me. I don't care who you are, where you're from, what you did.
Oh, as long as you love me. So this guy doesn't care who the person is. They could be a farmer who exploits animals. They could be a very old postal worker. They could be a pharaoh. They don't care. They don't care where they're from, which is refreshing. It could make things difficult if they're from Finland and they don't speak any Finnish. And, well, you don't speak. Anyway,
difficult language to learn.
Difficult language to learn. Thank you for joining me. Yeah. They don't care what is written in their history. The opposite of you, isn't
that's,
it?
That's the bit that really gets my goat.
What, in your craw?
Oh, stuck right in there. Yeah. But there's something coming, isn't there?
Yeah, well, it says, how you got me blind is still a mystery. Didn't care, though. Didn't care.
So many rum? Different ways. Yeah.
There wouldn't be a single thing this person cared. Oh, sorry, the blinding.
The blind thing. Yes? All sorts of ways.
Microwave?
Telescope. Straight of the sun.
Chemical.
Rub in the eye.
There wouldn't be a single thing this person cares about as long as that person loves them.
Is it so much to ask? So much. Is it?
Too much.
Is it? What's a little love? Could we not do it more love?
What is love?
It's just words.
Well, what it is, I'll tell you what it is, Dan. It's Ben's birthday.
Oh.
Ben Reynolds' birthday on Friday. What are you doing Friday night, Ben?
Not sure at the moment.
Do you want me to read out the messages?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Why not?
Read them out.
Okay.
Where are you going to start?
I'll start with your one. I think your plaintive one.
Yeah.
Here we go. Pen.
Smiles.
If you
anyone have, around? Sorry.
So I was going to say, if you could have any dessert for your birthday.
Oh, nice question.
What would you?
I tell you what.
Yeah.
On my 40th birthday.
Yes.
Joe made me some blancmange, and I wouldn't mind going back to that place.
Oh, it was good, wasn't it?
It was. Oh, everyone good.
It lapped it.
How did you make it? How did you make it?
I can't really remember. Badly.
Just.
It had corn flour in it, didn't it?
And right. Water.
Water. Anything else?
Coffee decks.
It looked like Tippex.
Kate.
Sugar.
Ben Reynolds says, anyone around on Friday for some birthday beers? Then there's an emoji of a birthday boy with a little hat on and some beers. And Joe immediately. I don't think I can, sadly. But possibly if I can shift things around. But he started with, I don't think I can. Well, but possibly.
I'll stand by that.
I've put, I forgot the box, which is something to do with the podcast, and I can't make Friday. Mark, I can't do Friday. I've got to go back to Dubai, exclamation mark. Will Collier, I can't do Friday, crying face. Ed, me neither. So that's everyone.
I'm going to a funeral.
Oh.
I'll be a mess. No,
you can I
I'll be a mess.
Yeah, I'm free Friday. Dan, are you into football?
I don't mind it.
Who's your favourite team?
Staines FC.
Well, let's have some football music, which isn't Match of the Day themed. Lovely. I like football a lot, but I have a problem with some of the language used. Do you know what I mean?
The industrial stuff?
No.
Oh.
Liverpool are doing wonderfully at the moment. What is the name of their ground?
Anfield.
What should it be? A field. It should be a field.
A field.
It's not Anfield. It should be a field.
Shouldn't it?
Like a garden.
Oh, a field.
It should be a field. Burnley. Where do they play?
Turf Moor.
What should it be? More turf, shouldn't
more
it?
More turf.
Be more turf. Chelsea. Where do they play?
Stamford Bridge.
What should it be?
Stand on
Stamford,
a bridge.
No, Stamford football pitch. Not a bridge, is it? Southampton? Where do they play?
St Mary's.
Newcastle, where do they play?
St James's.
Yeah, shouldn't be, should it? St Mary was the mother of Jesus. St James was one of the...
Apostles.
12 apostles. And if Jesus is in a circle, he was the patron saint of Spain. It should really be Saint, and Greavesy. And finally, Leicester. Where do Leicester play?
King Power Stadium.
Yeah, what should it be?
King Richard III Stadium.
Yeah!
Come on!
Yeah!
Oh,
we got there.
Richard III. Not a bad king.
I am really hated by a lot of his fans. I don't like to goad them.
Okay.
But I will if you want me to.
Yeah.
And goad them?
Goad them.
They're very easy. They're very...
Who are you goading? The King Richard III fans?
King Richard III has a lot of fans, mainly people who think they're kind of in love with him or he's been terribly maligned throughout the years.
Really?
And if you say anything, I mean, just saying this now is enough to goad them.
Like Justin Bieber's fans.
But worse.
But worse.
Much worse.
Worse than those
much psychos. Worse. Yeah. If Bieber's fans had, you know, centuries to stew on the small injustices done to him. Has anyone done Bieber an injustice? Shawn Mendes?
Shawn Mendes did, yes.
Did he?
Did he?
Feels like he did.
Willip, did he?
What?
Do you know any good songs about King Richard III?
No.
Would you like to?
I'd love to.
You're going to get to.
I figured I was, so I'd just say I wanted to hear it.
The pianist knows. Why don't you, pianist? You wrote it, and Mark's going to sing it. Is that right?
Yeah, I did some research for this.
Yeah.
I found...
the one fact that everyone else knows about him?
Well,
what?
he was quite a sort of forward-thinking king.
Oh, the old sort of social stuff.
Can I check? Did you mean he's a forward thin king? Because you said he's a forward thin king.
No,
he
was ahead of his time. That's in terms of his
in terms of child murder.
Yeah, and amongst other things. Yeah. Amongst other things, yeah.
Right.
Did he plan on it? Rich III, the last Plantagenet. The truth was all but lost to the past. Such pride with great humility and unpredictability. His final words in Bosworth unknown at last. As he lay dying, bury me under a car park. under a carpet, baby. The coffin, not for me. I'm the king of NCP, so just bury me under a. Mackie D's, please.
That was surprisingly beautiful.
Thank you.
I really like that.
Thank you. When we did it in rehearsal,
yeah,
Willip thought it was under a carpet.
Under a carpet.
I didn't think that. I must have said it. I didn't realise I'd said it, but I've only just worked out why you're all laughing.
Well, look, there might be time for one more game if we all are not feeling too awful. Would you like to do a game by Mark?
A what?
Yeah. A game by Mark
Yes,
Brown.
Please, I would.
Oh, yes.
Tell us all about it, Mark.
Well, I was in my taxi home from the airport today and I realised I hadn't really brought much to this episode. But then I passed Elephant and Castle Station and was inspired to write a game.
Very close to your house.
It's very close
to my
house.
How long does it take to write the game?
Not long. You're about to hear about it. It's called Elephant or Castle.
I'm up for this.
And I've written down
like this.
A list of 8 elephant names and a list of 9 castle names. Right. And you have to tell me if they're elephant or castle.
And how this many people are playing great. In the game?
Everyone except for Joe, because he can see.
Right.
Okay.
What? I reckon I would have had a good shot at winning this.
And what's the prize for the game?
Because you can look up, see over my shoulder.
Close your eyes.
What can do it like this if you want.
What's the prize, Mark?
An elephant.
An elephant.
Or a castle.
Oh, not bad.
Elephant, please.
Yeah. I love a castle.
Confident.
I love a castle.
Okay, right. First one.
So what are we doing?
I thought there was a jingle.
Well, how does this work?
It's knockout.
Oh, there's a jingle, yeah.
You get one life. Is that it?
Elephant, yeah. Elephant, 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 or
elephant,
castle.
Elephant, 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 elephant,
castle. Sell the tape, sell the tape.
Elephant, 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 or castle. Elephant, 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 or castle.
Thank you.
First one is...
So we all shout something out and we drop out if we're wrong.
Yeah. I'm going to go around each of you now.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Also,
sudden death.
I think it's one life, elephant, 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 or castle.
Samode. Samode the elephant.
Sounds elephant to me.
Is that right or wrong?
No, because you're all going
to... I know, but it'd be easier for me. Elephant, 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 or castle, elephant.
Okay.
Ben, castle.
Elephant.
Carpet.
Go.
Elephant.
It's castle.
Oh, shit.
So Ben's in.
I'm in.
And Will's in because he said carpet. Right, next.
So it's just 2 people left.
Game, isn't it? Oh. Right, next one.
Can we have 2 lives?
Is it?
Well, that's a good idea. Maybe we can have 2 lives.
Back in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, everyone back in. Yeah.
You can't go out in the first 5
this,
rounds.
This one is. Right, this one. Kandula. Kandula the elephant or Kandula the castle?
Castle.
Mm. Oh, God.
You never say things like Heva the castle. Kandula castle.
Whatever.
Castle. Elephant. Elephant.
Can I ask? Is this like a type of elephant or someone who's named their elephant?
It's the name of an elephant and the name of a castle.
But like the
this is
like
bullshit.
If it was called John. Like Dumbo.
That's one of them.
Oh, shit.
We'll start with that one.
Castle.
That's where we'll all be in still.
Ben, what's your guess?
It's an elephant.
Castle.
Elephant.
Castle.
I can't remember what I said.
Okay, that's an elephant.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
What did you say, Will?
I said elephant. Me and Will are still in.
Yeah, I said elephant. No, I said elephant.
Who's out?
I'm out.
I'm out.
Okay. Windsor.
Oh, come on.
Castle. 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 Castle.
It's got to be a castle.
Yes.
Castle.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Castle.
Yes.
I think there's also an elephant called Windsor.
Is he out?
I think it's both.
Yeah, it's both.
What?
Whoa.
Does that mean they're all back in? Everyone's back in?
Barnard.
Pardon?
Barnard.
Barnard.
How are you spelling that?
Barnard.
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 Oh.
Barnard.
Oh, Barnard Castle. Castle.
Elephant.
Elephant.
Both.
It was definitely a castle.
Castle.
Yeah. Castle. Castle, right. Yeah.
Abdul Ababas.
It's a capital.
That's...
No, Abdul Abbas.
Elephant.
It's a famous elephant.
Famous elephant. It is.
Mm.
Elephant.
Well, yeah. Right. Right, last one.
Oh, good. Dumbo.
Elephant.
Oberoi.
Oh,
Oberoi.
Castle Oberoi, yeah, I know that.
Oberoi.
Elephant.
Who was elephant?
Elephant.
Castle.
Castle.
Castle, yes, Castle.
Cool. I think I'm out.
Well, great game.
Great cool. game. That Thank you.
Decider? Like
Dumbo.
Mark.
Dumbo, Dumbo.
So who wins the elephant or castle?
You win an elephant.
Oh.
Right.
And
that one did a castle.
He gets a carpet.
look. back to the Vikings. The thing is, Mark and Joe are really, really into the Tudors.
Yeah.
Ben,
oh, bloody love the Tudors.
Exactly.
The Tudors.
Ben, Willip and I much prefer the Vikings.
Right, whoa. Okay.
Oh, I hate the Vikings.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we've got the pianist over there.
I like the Plantagenets.
Yeah, boy.
Which camp are you in?
Plantagenets.
Oh, no. That,
all the way. Oh, that wasn't an option.
No.
I like the old Vikings.
You think they're better than the Tudors?
I think they'd have the Tudors. Yeah. Well, I think if... Ooh.
Get right, they would.
We're going to preempt.
We're going to find out.
I thought we might.
As we play Tudors versus Vikings, the battle that history did not allow ever. Yes, it's the battle that history did not ever allow.
One, two, three, four. One goal in their vision, you'll feel the power tonight. The sparks are lighting up the sky as Axe and Coron Glay collide. With pillage and raping, your world will be shaking. You feel the power tonight. Feel the power tonight. Tudors versus Vikings. Vikings versus Tudors.
Vikings or the Tudors? It's best of five. Round one, stamina. Thank you. Stamina. So testing your historical knowledge. The Tudors ruled for how many years?
118.
I'm going to give you it. It's 118. Pretty pleased with yourself?
Well, happy. Well, made up.
The Vikings.
Made it up.
More or less than the Tudors?
I think you're going to define it as more.
But?
But it's difficult to say. I mean, it's not a dynasty.
It is more. It's more. It's 266 years. So 1-0 to the Vikings.
Yeah, I'm not going to quibble any further.
Round two. Food. The Vikings ate, in your opinion...
McDonald's, Greg's, but the vegan stuff.
And a lot of
fish.
Yes, dried fish.
The old fish.
You're good at history.
Was it the fish?
The Tudors tucked into...
Henry VIII with the old chicken bones. Chuck them over his shoulder.
Yeah, I've got five animals. I want
five
you to name three of them.
Animals. They are going to be chowing deer.
Deer is one, yes. I've not eaten any of the other four.
Not pheasant.
No, not pheasant.
Peacock.
Right. Peacock. Yes, peacock. Good. Swan. Peacock's good. Swan is correct as well. Do you want to know the other two?
Yes.
Geese and boar.
Oh, the boar. You've not had a boar?
I've not had a boar. Have you had a boar?
I reckon you might have had delicious. A boar by stealth.
Which one's boar?
I think the you've gone to sausages. A farmer's market, maybe, and had a wild boar hot
you
dog.
You don't know me.
I think you've done it by accident. Yeah, don't get me wrong.
I've done it loads of times. 1-1. The Tudors get that one.
That's do they?
Better than dried fish, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes. Yeah. Round 3. Names. Sorry, okay. Names.
Yep.
Okay. A third of the Tudor monarchs. A third of the Tudor monarchs were called
Henry.
Quite right. Loads of the Vikings were called
Vicky.
Vicky the Viking.
Loads of the Vikings were called Harold.
Eric.
Eric.
So
Knut.
The Vikings win that.
Do they?
Yeah.
Do they?
Eric's better than Henry, isn't it?
I think it is. With a K, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, 2-1 yeah. To the Vikings. Now it's round 4. Sport.
Okay,
2-1. Is this good? Everyone fine?
I'm enjoying it.
Oh, good. 2-1 to the Vikings. Yeah. Sport. The Vikings used to enjoy which surprising sport?
Olympic rowing?
It's Olympic something, but it's the Winter Olympics.
Olympic skiing?
Yes, they used to enjoy skiing.
Did they?
Yeah.
Your word, it's snowy up there.
They did, it's snowy up there.
Water Rick? Skiing as well?
No.
Those boats went fast.
Not fast enough. The Tudors invented 3 sports that I know of.
Give
please
me some real...
name. Please name 2 of them.
Real tennis.
Correct.
Football.
Football. Pardon?
Fitba.
Football.
Football.
Fitba.
Yeah, Fitba.
Correct.
Yeah.
Do you want to guess the other one?
I'm going to... golf's a bit early.
Yes.
Is it golf?
No.
Have they got big on some sort of wrestling thing?
Yeah, volleyball. Volleyball.
Volleyball. Nature's wrestling.
So the Tudors win that. It's 2-2.
Okay, is it?
It's 2-2.
Is it?
It is. Yeah, the Tudors win that.
Even with the skiing?
Yes, it's otherwise sport. It would be all over. Oh. It's the final round. It's cleanliness.
Right.
Who were the cleanest race? The Tudors or the Vikings?
Just generally.
How often did the Tudors wash?
Which? The old kings and queens.
Okay.
Or the, which ones? Any of them?
Kings.
Just say a number.
Kings.
3 weeks.
Once every 3 weeks? Is that what you're saying?
Just guessing.
Okay, correct. How often did the Vikings wash?
3 years.
They bathed at least once a day in their natural hot springs.
Really? Which is better?
We'll have to do the book and film to find out.
I've got a final round.
Have you?
Yeah.
Great.
Who won in heavy metal music?
Oh, come on.
Yeah, come on, mate.
It's the Vikings. The Vikings, isn't it?
Tudors, priest.
Well, it's taken all night, but it was worth his trip from Hastings.
Hey, that's very nearly the end of the podcast. And now that is the end of the podcast. Dan, thank you so much. Is there anywhere we can buy your books or watch you on TV?
I'll be on your television.
Just go to the
bookshop.
Yeah. Go to your local bookshop.
Go to your Waterstones
Go to your indie.
Yeah.
Or Amazon.
No. Do buy the books.
Yeah.
Whichever way you prefer.
Well, listen. Thanks for listening, everyone at home. Thanks even more if you're one of those kind people who've donated money on Patreon. That's brilliant of you. Thanks to the band. There's that guy there. Then Will, Mark, Ben, Joe. Thanks, of course, to Joel Porter and Joe Walker for all their work behind the scenes. And mainly thanks to our best guest ever, by miles, Dan Jones! Woo! Stay tuned for a tiny, tiny bit of bonus content if you want. But meanwhile, goodbye! We'll see you next week. Tudors versus Vikings versus Nazis! Goodbye. Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time. It's Dingle time.
Tingle time!
Yes, Dingle time.
Dingle time!
Dingle time. Dingle time.
Tingle time!
He's the greatest dancer the world has ever seen. His surname is Robbins, his first name, that's Steve. He's a mighty strong man,
You should see him here. His surname is Robbins, his first name. Well, that's Steve. He's such an honest guy. No need to keep an eye. He won't rob or thief. He's a Robbins called Steve. He's such an honest guy. He's never told a lie. There's no make-believe. He's just a Robbins called Steve. Is it Patrick Bartlett?
No.
Is it Joey Barton?
Oh, no.
Is it Andy Dayton?
No.
Is it Dolly Parton?
Oh, no.
Is Bigelis for Ellie Martin? Martin.
What's her name?
Jennifer.
Tell me again.
Jennifer.
What's her name?
Jennifer.
Jennifer. Her mom is called Guta. She doesn't own a rocket and he doesn't drive a scooter.
Jennifer
is an offshore surveyor on the boats at sea.
Jennifer.
She loves playing PlayStation like COD. She loves volcanoes, don't get me wrong. But the thing she loves the most is her fiancé, John. Fiancé, John. So Jennifer, lovely Jennifer. It's no surprise that John proposed to you,
Jennifer.
John's mom is also called Jennifer. A Gennifer. You're all called Jennifer. As is my mum.
Lee Wallner's wife ain't afraid of the dark. She don't mind you going to the park. She isn't against drinking cups of tea, and she won't mind if you do a wild wee. She don't panic if there's a really loud noise. She's not scared of 13-year-old boys. She ain't bad, she ain't good. She's the best in the north, the south, east, all the way. Not met anyone like her in my life. So thanks for being Lee Wallner's wife. When Czechoslovakia broke up, I didn't know who was who. I knew there'd be some Czech guys and there'd be some Slovaks too. But what about the other ones, the ones at the end of the name? The Czechoslovakian people, they couldn't all be the same. Yes, the Czechoslovakians split into three. The Czechs and the Slovaks were two. But the Ians are the other ones. So Ian's, this song's for you. And in particular, Ian Cox, the king of all the Ians. So thanks for donating money to us. You're a model for all Europeans. As a treat, I've got lots of things already. I've got a rake and a telly and a wife and two kids and a Coke and a candle and a teddy. I know, I'll buy a song for myself. For me, what's my name? Andy Bell. Toby will be pleased and Zach will be pleased and Fliss, well, you can never tell. But Toby and Zach will definitely like it. They've got such excellent taste. They like thick and creamy and they like Hello Tomato, and that isn't always the case. So yes, I'm going to buy myself a little song for me. Just me, Andy Bell. I hope it's really cool and I hope it's not too long and I hope the last line doesn't rhyme or scam.
Shut up, it's time to be quiet and think about him for a while. A guy called Andy Williamson, my favourite guy by a mile. So shut your mouth and please stand still for Andy Williamson and pay respect, cos he drinks lots of beer and plays his keyboard every day. No. I'll see you in Brighton where you like to show your face. You develop webs for people which you carry round in your webcase.
Okay, welcome to the bonus section of the podcast. Do you want to be in this bit, Dan?
I'd love to. I've enjoyed it all so much so far.
Okay. Well, for this bit, you've all got characters. Ben, you're Peter Rabbit. Joe, you're Sir Ian McKellen. Willip, Kerry Katona. Mark, Greg Wallace. The pianist, you're Tony Blair. And Dan Jones, you're going to play Sleeping Beauty. Sleeping Beauty.
Send us to sleep.
You've all got your characters. Now, listen, guys. You're all at a football match. You're watching England. So now get into character and just behave as your characters would behave.
Oh, come on, England!
All at the same time, all at the same time.
Come on, England!
Oh, you're going to have to kick it harder than that.
Come on, England!
Get us a character.
No, not like that! Rubbish.
Maybe some of them break into sort of football singing as people do.
Bloody rubbish.
What do people do in the crowd? What do people do in the crowd?
Oi, referee.
No, but singing wise.
Ole,
well, let's take Tony Blair out of it. Tony Blair, you're not anymore. You two carry on. Peter Rabbit, you go. Have you said anything, Peter Rabbit?
Not really.
No, you're a rabbit. Stevie Beauty, you're out of it now. Kerry, you've gone.
Oh, come on. What a load of rubbish.
Do the singing again. What are we left with? What are we left with? We're left with Greg or Ian chanting.
Gregorian
chants.
Does that make people want to subscribe?
Yes. Yes. It does.
Been working on that joke for at least 10 years.
Still not quite there, is it?
No, we'll try again. All right. Bye bye. Oh well.
Oh well. It's good to finish with an oh well, isn't it?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.